Turn off your lights. Make sure your doors and windows are locked. Things are about to get spooky.
I want to get a few things off my chest regarding an experience I had about 20 years ago. By Jimmy John JJ, 1999. I'm not sure what I'm looking for here, but I just want to share something. Background: I'm a young professional with a good job, pension, master's degree, etc. I travel lots, ride motorcycles, and I'm in a stable long-term relationship. No medications. That's me, a pretty normal person. Though I definitely have an open mind. When I was about 14 years old, I had a few paranormal experiences that have never left me. All pretty benign in my opinion. First one, I had a dream that I woke up from. I thought about the dream and remembered it. I mean, 100% remembered it. A week later, it came true. It was similar to deja vu in how benign the situation was. But I was and am 100% certain I dreamt something very specific and it came true. A lot of people mistake deja vu for a dream coming true, but they are very different experiences. 2. I got a phone call from an acquaintance who actually is an adopted third cousin or something like that. I had only met the kid once at a family function and never saw him before or after. I hadn't even heard the guy's name before that function, but I got a call from him randomly one day, landline, and he acted like we had just gotten off the phone, accidentally disconnected. And he knew lots of stuff that had been happening to me as if I had just been telling him about my week. He acted weirded out when I tried to say we hadn't been talking and I don't know what he's talking about. I totally could have been an elaborate prank, but he and everyone I knew swore up and down it wasn't. The prank could have been that he found out we had some mutual friend and they thought it would be funny to play a prank. To this day, I've never been pranked like that. Ironically, I got shit for calling him, even though he called me, because, as I said, he was adopted and came from a troubled home. Apparently, he had been abusing his adopted parents, who were the ones that I was remotely related to. I never heard from him or his name again. It was super weird. Number 3. I was babysitting my neighbor who hadn't gotten home from school. I would wait for him at his house. I laid down on the couch to take a nap or something. Next thing I know, I was hearing, or more like engulfed by, a super low frequency hum. Super loud, or so it seemed. Everything was white and bright, and it felt like I had sleep paralysis. I have had sleep paralysis here and there in my life, but that was the only time I experienced the hum and the bright lights. These are the most unexplainable things of my life, and what caused me to post this is that it just occurred to me this all happened around the same time. And since that time, I've really not had much similar events happen. The only other option being confession. I stared at my wife and children as I selected poison, believing it was the best if my secret died with me. Watching helplessly while the gas started to fill up the room, I heard the voice of my tormentor through the speaker stating, "As promised, your family will never learn of your sins." I heard my boyfriend's voice walking up the stairs, but he wasn't home. By Firefly Ladybuggy. My boyfriend said I could post here to get off my chest and see if y'all could help me figure out what happened. So a couple of years ago, my boyfriend and I downloaded Life 360 so we could know the exact location of each other in case we need to call the police for each other's location. I had a rough living situation. I moved in with my boyfriend and his mother right after I turned 18 in their apartment they lived in since my boyfriend was a kid. Well, it was about 2 months of me living there when my boyfriend's mom was taking him to work, and I got a notification that he left. Well, since I would be home alone for an hour, I would run myself a bubble bath to relax. A little bit later, I heard my boyfriend's footsteps coming up the stairs. He was the only one of the three of us to wear heavy boots, so his footsteps were very distinct. Then I heard his voice call out to me while still walking up the steps. "Baby, I'm home." I was really confused because he had just left and there was no way he could be home already. I picked my phone to see if he had texted me that work was called off, but as I locked my phone, I got a notification they had just pulled into work. I started freaking out and slowly getting out of the tub and wrapped a towel around me, trying to listen out for whoever must have broken in. The footsteps started again, and my boyfriend's voice calls out again, "Baby?" The footsteps come right to the bathroom door and stop. I stand there for God knows how long, until I just rip the door open, expecting the worst, but the hallway was empty. I checked all three rooms upstairs, but they were empty. I checked downstairs, but no one was there, and all the doors and windows were locked. We moved out a couple months later, and whatever mimicked my boyfriend's voice and footsteps followed us to the new place and mimicked my voice for my boyfriend. The Oracle's eyes peeled open, and then she ominously turned to the Emperor and said, "You shall be devoured by a terrible beak when the last snow melts." By winter's end, when every bird in his empire had been killed, the Emperor gleefully celebrated by treating himself to an ocean swim. And then he felt something wrap around his ankle. More crazy experiences I had that may connect to my last post. By Firefly Lady Buggy. I've got a few more stories to tell. My boyfriend and I moved out of the apartment and into a trailer, and everything was quiet for a while, which we were extremely thankful for. After some time passed, we started seeing a tall, inky black shadow figure that was too tall to stand up completely. We would see a black mass shoot out of our bathroom door that was about a foot away from our bedroom door, and it would disappear into the wall across the hall. We would hear weird whispering that couldn't be explained. We just ignored it as best we could, hoping that it would just go away. It stopped for a while again, at least for me it did. Fast forward a couple months, I was in a horrible dark place mentally. It started again with me at work. I would feel kid-sized hands on my thigh, and I would hear a young kid's voice calling my name and asking where I was all throughout my shift. One day, my manager asked me to check and see if the door that leads outside for the stairwell was shut. I'm going to try to do my best to describe the layout of the stairwell, so bear with me. So you walk in, to your right, there is a deep recess under the stairs for storage that's typically pretty well lit. Then the stairs start, and standing at the bottom, you can look up and see the handrails going all the way up to the top. If you walk past the stairs, there's a narrow walkway where the outside is. This is my first time going in, so I looked around to find the door my manager was talking about. When I looked to where the storage recess was, I saw this sickly white skin and bony thing crouched into the corner looking at me. It had these long, bony fingers/hands, and so were its feet. I ran to the end of the room and found the door, so I slammed the door shut and turned around to run back out the way I just came. When I ran past the stairs, I stupidly thought to look up. When I did, I saw the thing from the storage hole crouching on the railing about 7 stories up and jumped down to the second floor railing. I ran out of the room and down the hall and outside. I told my manager that I don't want to be in the laundry room for a while because it was right across the hall from that room. I did have to go in there again a couple days later, but there was so much more light in there than the last time. But when I asked my coworker that used those stairs often, they say it's always super bright in there. I was telling my boyfriend about it a few days later, but he cut me off before I could describe the thing I saw, and said he's been seeing the same thing I saw at our trailer, watching him from behind corners of the walls. We decided to ignore it the best we could, and it stopped with him, but it got worse with me that I won't go into now, or this would be even longer. So I may post the other experiences that made my boyfriend and I leave our place for a few hours because it got so bad. But fast forward about 6 months, I was unemployed, so I was home alone during the day while my boyfriend was at work. I started seeing black masses watching me behind corners, getting closer to me on my bed every day. And I would hear voices in the trailer all day. But I kept it to myself because I thought I was losing it. Well, there was one day I had enough because I had saw it looking at me from the corner of the open bedroom door a couple of feet away from me on my bed. So my boyfriend called me on his break. I told him about everything happening, and he tried to ease my mind by saying that I may just be tired and seeing things that aren't there. Well, when I started agreeing that he might be right, I saw a huge handprint with what looked like pointy nails slowly sinking into the memory foam mattress we had propped up against the wall in front of our bathroom. I freaked out. This thing has trapped me in my bedroom. The only way out was through a window that won't open, or to go through where that thing just showed me its hands. I said goodbye to my boyfriend, and I grabbed my shoes and ran through where that thing just was and booked it outside and stayed outside for hours until my boyfriend came home. Sharks will go deep before a hurricane. Birds will shelter before the strike of a sudden storm. And even street dogs will make for higher ground before a tsunami breaks land. Researchers have long known that animal behavior can predict large-scale disasters, so our working theory with a huge spike in animal suicides around the globe is that something big is coming, and it's not worth fleeing from. Two sleep paralysis demons of the same species. By Chance Expression 650. So, for context, I had a period of time during my senior year and a portion of my mission when I would get sleep paralysis. It usually isn't like these experiences. It only happened 2 times. The first time was during my senior year. It started off as it usually does. I woke up and my body wouldn't move. I tried to turn on my lamp. I think I moved my arms towards it and then blinked, and it was back to where it was. This is the usual thing that happens to me, but this time, I thought it would be scary if there was a person in the room, and all of a sudden, there was a mangled girl on top of me. I could still breathe, so it wasn't the same experience as what people usually say happened to them, but it was on top of me. Now, what it looked like was pale white and had streaks of black that looked like black paint that Arnold had on in Predator, just all over her body. I usually don't scream when weird things happen to me. I was very scared, but I was able to stay semi-calm. I kept telling myself that I'm still semi-dreaming and was able to wake myself up by breathing hard. As soon as I turned on my lamp, she was gone. That was also the last time I had sleep paralysis until I started my mission. There was a difference between my mission sleep paralysis and my senior year paralysis. During this sleep paralysis wave, I would say it was more like an out-of-body experience. I would be awake, like sit up, turn and look at the wall or around the room. I would be able to see the room just the same as I could when I wake up, which I thought was weird because when I did wake up, I would wake up lying down, my eyes closed, not sitting up or in the position that I was in when I was having the sleep paralysis. Now, the second demon that I saw was also pale white with black stripes all over his body. When this one happened, I woke up to see the door open and a person crawling in. I could see the room very well because of the street lights outside. He came to the foot of my bed and had the biggest grin. Then he looked at my mission companion that I shared a room with. Now, during this one, the weird thing I remember is I felt no fear. When he looked at my companion, I actually got super pissed off at the demon. So I lunged at him, but he held up one of his hands, and the left half of my body was cramping really bad. I was almost frozen in place, but this pissed me off more, and I started to push through it and was able to slowly get closer to him. When I did this, he stopped smiling and got almost annoyed look on his face and crawled out of the room. When I couldn't see anymore, I had a falling sensation like I usually do in these sleep paralysis episodes, and I woke up on my back with half of my body cramping. When I say half, I mean half of my face was cramping to the point my lips on only the half of my body were cramping, showing that half of my teeth. Now, I don't think it was a seizure because I don't have a history of seizures and haven't had anything like that happen since. I still had motor function in my arm and leg, the same amount you have during cramps. This was the weirdest sleep paralysis episode I had, and I say they are the same species because they have the same skin and look to them. What do you guys think? Anything like this happened to you? If so, please tell me. Or have you seen a sleep paralysis demon like I described?
I told you not to play with those things, my mother exclaimed in a panic.
She yanked the Ouija board away from me so fast I didn't get to say goodbye. The Scariest Experience by The Disney Witch. Hello everyone. I just joined this sub and decided I'd share the scariest paranormal event that I've ever had. It happened 19 years ago, but I love telling it because it's almost become like a campfire ghost story at this point. I'm 29 years old and this happened when I was about 10. It does need some backstory because my childhood was very paranormal centric in a way. My mom and I have always been horror movie fans. I can't even remember far enough back to a time when I didn't like horror. We live in Jacksonville, Florida, which is about a 45-minute drive from St. Augustine, the oldest city in the US and probably also the most haunted. All this naturally progressed into us becoming very interested in the paranormal, so much so that my parents formed a ghost hunting team when I was about 9. I wasn't allowed on the big investigations, but I was allowed to see some really cool places. One house we used to go to often was the Black Shear in Georgia, and my family there became lifelong friends even when they moved to Kentucky. They even got an episode on Dead Files. I have so many great memories from those days that I'll probably never forget. One of the scariest memories is also one I'll never forget. My parents and I went on a trip to California because my dad had to go to work and we all went. While he was doing his meetings, my mom and I visited Disneyland and it felt like a fun vacation. One evening during that trip, the three of us went on a ghost tour at the Queen Mary. I don't remember much of the tour because it was a little boring. Mostly a tour guide doing knock once for yes, two for no kind of questions in haunted areas. The stories were fascinating, and the energy there was extremely sad and oppressive for me. One of the stops on the tour was a first-class swimming pool and its attached dressing room, which essentially just looked like a public bathroom with stalls and no doors. This area had the worst energy of the whole ship, but there was supposedly some kind of mean trickster spirit that hung around there. I think I experienced that spirit when we were there. We were in the dressing room, and the tour guide decided to try something. She had one person go into each of the stalls of the dressing room, and she told everyone to turn off their flashlights and cameras and just sit there and see what might happen. As soon as the room went black, within a few seconds, something grabbed my upper arm and exhaled into my ear. I felt the warmth. It scared me to death, pun intended. So much so that I immediately yelled and came running out as the lights were turned back on, and I actually cried for my mommy. I heard around that time is when they blocked off that area and stopped doing tours there as well. Well, I don't think that something happening to me would have been the cause for it. I can't help wondering if either it was my experience that made them stop the tours into there, or that something like that had happened to others and they decided to close it up for safety reasons. I know this has stuck with me even today. I watch a lot of paranormal investigations on YouTube, and I watched one where someone was able to get into the first class pool area, and I could feel that energy again. It felt almost like a panic attack. Terrifying encounter for me, and I vowed to never go back there again. But I think I might do it for a sense of closure. I don't know if I'll get the chance to, but it would be interesting. My mother always told me that medicine was Satan's way of entering your body, and that every ailment could be healed with prayer. Bedridden, I hear her pray over me, and I wonder if hell is worse than feeling maggots eat away at the rotting flesh of what was once a treatable infected wound. Odd Events Before and After My Stepfather's Death by Anonymous. I have to preface that I'm an atheist. I am highly skeptical of the supernatural and paranormal. I think there are natural explanations, but that isn't to say I'm not open-minded. Even I can admit a lot of strange things have been happening around the house lately. I can bust out a list of possible explanations, but part of me just wants to leave it as it is. It's entertaining and makes life interesting, and hell, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is something after death, and science just hasn't caught up to how it works. But here is all that has happened lately. Firstly, my stepfather had fallen very sick from type 1 diabetes and liver problems. His own father had died a few years prior, and that is when my stepdad started showing symptoms and later was diagnosed. I think the heart attack and pain of his own father passing and mother having health problems along with a lot of other horrible things happening to him caused him to give up on life. I don't blame the guy. This life is hard, and he was always a great dad and role model. Much love and respect for the man. But that is the story so far. Now, for the strangeness. One day, my stepdad, during the last few days of his life, had taken some sleep medicine, Trazodone, I think, and it really messed him up. He was super out of it, hazy, foggy-brained, and balance issues, which he also had normally from nerve damage to his legs, so he had fallen a lot. Heartbreaking to see. He went to lay down in one of the rooms, and he was in a very poor shape, and my mother was in distress. I did what I could to comfort her and be strong, but I broke down too. He was very sick and suffering immensely. Diabetes had absolutely shredded through his body. He was very frail and weak. We could all tell his time was approaching. But while we were in the room helping him, I saw a strange white mist just next to the bedside, out of the corner of my eye. It was really strange. Not soon after, about a week or so, he passed. But I think part of him had already passed on around that time. Maybe it was a portal or a spirit to comfort him. Again, open-minded, but highly skeptical. I also noticed that one of the doors in the same room, one to the bathroom, was having issues closing. Thought nothing of it. Then my mother complained of both of our doors having problems closing. I went to investigate one day and noticed that one of the bars to the top hinge of the bathroom door was completely gone, missing. I understand over time they may weasel their way out while opening and closing doors as possible explanation. But I mean, come on, we would have heard it or noticed issues with the door long before it came out, and it would be on the floor if it had fallen. Nothing, nowhere to be seen, just gone. Pretty weird. Also, our outdoor shed doors were wide open, and one of the doors was slammed against the side with the wind pushing it. We locked it so it shouldn't be a thing. But who knows, maybe we forgot and thought we did, but it's very unlikely. This one has me scratching my head. I lock my door so no one surprises me, working on a project or having headphones on. And we also have a house cat. Now, locking one door and closing it should naturally grant you a feeling of safety and peace of mind. No one should be able to get in, right? Well, lately the house cat has become increasingly clingy because one less person in the house to spend time with him. Has been coming to me more often, and so he sometimes bumps the door and tries to get in. He has learned to open the door by turning the door knob, but I had mine locked and, by some fluke of nature, he was able to get in not only once, but twice. I literally have a picture of my door wide open and the doorknob lock in place. Really freaky. I'm going to try and capture the incident again with my phone for proof, but it will be tricky. So with all the strangeness, I decided to take my microphone and set it up in my room and in the room my stepdad passed away in. And of course, as soon as I go looking for things, nothing happens. And I just feel silly talking to myself in a dark, empty room pretending spirits or my deceased stepfather is still hanging around. But again, I'm open-minded, but so far, nothing tangible. Just a lot of random, weird things around the house that can probably be explained naturally. But again, it's fun to entertain the thought that it may be something more. If it helps any to add to the already strangeness we've experienced, just today as I was in the kitchen preparing food, I heard someone come up the steps and down the hall. I thought it was my brother coming home from being with his girlfriend, but when I go to peek down the hall, I didn't see anyone. I thought maybe he went into another room or something, he lives downstairs. It was a little strange, but after I went into my room to eat my food, I then heard the front door open and him coming home, so I don't know what it was that I heard earlier. Pretty freaky. I have face blindness, but my husband usually goes with me to events and discreetly helps me if I can't figure out who someone is. At the party today, my best friend took me aside and asked me who the man I had brought with me was. And with that, our time together is coming to an end. As always, I'd like to thank the writers who let me read their stories this evening. I am very lucky in never having sleep paralysis. I've read many stories and heard many stories of sleep paralysis demons and monsters. I feel like I have the opposite problem. My body likes to shake and move in my sleep. I know I've woken up many times to the feel of falling and then, like, kicked my legs or jumped. But I've still had nightmares and woken up in a sweat. Just never in my body, not able to move while awake. I've had those dreams, though. The woman with her boyfriend seemed to either be attracted to other spiritual things or something is following them. The fact that they had an experience in one place, then moved, and had it in a trailer as well as at her work is very unusual, and I'm really hoping that's the last of those experiences for them. As for looking for supernatural things and going out of your way can be exhilarating and scary. As for someone who has had enough experiences for a lifetime, and it's only been a handful of them, it's not something I would do. But if they need closure and need to go back to the Queen Mary, definitely do so, but make sure you're not alone. And lastly, for the person who lost their stepfather, I'm very sorry for your loss. I'm assuming that either your stepfather was still around for a little bit of time, or his death in some way drew others to him. I just hope the odd experiences have stopped for you guys, and everything's as close to normal as it ever can be for you. I would also like to welcome all the new subscribers. Please remember to leave me a comment if possible. Tell me what you like, what you like in the future, stuff like that. I would like to cater this content to stuff you guys are looking for. And also tell me what story you enjoyed the most. Now, if you enjoyed these stories, hit that like button and make sure it feels it. If you're new, please subscribe and turn that pretty little bell to all notifications. If you're on the podcast and able to, please leave me a review. And if you're on Spotify, I have questions that you can answer if you like, or leave me comments even on that platform. Whether you're on YouTube or the podcast, please share it with anyone who might enjoy it. It really helps get the word out that people might enjoy this content as well. If you'd like to help in other ways and get early access and no commercials, well, I do have Patreon and memberships as well. The lowest plans are always $1 a month for you guys. And if you just like to leave me a tip or whatever, I do have PayPal and Buy Me a Coffee as well. But as always, guys, thank you for watching and listening. It always has and always will mean the world to me. Sleep tight and don't let 42 bite.